Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner was on the city's west side on Thursday, highlighting efforts of police and other officials to improve troubled neighborhoods. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some residents are upset that some neighborhoods have been struggling for years.
The corner of Fitch Street and Dudley Street on Syracuse's west side is in rough shape. There are about three or four vacant homes with broken windows, and residents complain about needles and syringes in their yards. But work is now being done to cut down the trees and overgrown areas that neighbors say criminals and drug dealers use to hide drugs and to escape police. Addressing environmental concerns in tough neighborhoods is part of Syracuse's problem-oriented policing program. Mayor Miner says city, county, and private agencies are coming together to address these types of problems.
It's not just about the police. It's not just about cutting back trees. It's about how all of the systems of government and non-government in terms of National Grid and the lights all work together.
Some Syracuse residents came to the press conference to voice their frustrations with neighborhoods like this one. Rich Pachalski of Syracuse United Neighbors says his organization has been trying for years to get some of these abandoned homes torn down.
The bigger issue is, seeing some funding to rehabilitate these blocks, put up new houses. Whether they be rentals or owner-occupants, that's another question.
Both Miner and city activists highlight the importance of the Syracuse Land Bank, which is seizing tax-delinquent properties. But Miner says that process can take between 3 to 9 months to go through the courts. This corner is just one example in a city that still has more than 2,000 vacant properties. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.